Tony Curry Radio. Welcome to another big show here at Tony Curry Radio Live. We do it every single Monday through Friday morning between 7:30 and 9:30. People watching us on Facebook Live and right now listening to Tony Curry Live, the thousands of folks doing that. Realize I did the show with Dr. Josh Klapo. He will join me tomorrow morning. We do those shows on Thursday mornings. We'll also be on Fox 6 tomorrow morning right around 9:35. We do a regular hit on Fox 6, and thanks to Janice Rogers and Mickey Ferguson and Mike Dubberly and all those guys who do a fantastic job. It's the only TV station in town that is cool enough to have Tony Curry Radio on it. Most TV stations are afraid of us. They're like, ooh, Dr. Josh and Tony, I mean, they get out there a little bit, man. They talk about some things, ain't taboo, blah, 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 blah. Fox 6, WBRC Fox 6 here locally, is the coolest television station out there. And I want to thank those fine folks for believing in us and having us. So we actually had a show on their over-the-top platform, OTT, for a couple of years, and it was fantastic. We had a great time. So we're going to talk about some great things. First of all, we have a brand-new show coming up. I'm going to do it tomorrow night. I'm going to co-host it. Scotty Scott, good morning to you, man. I'm going to host the show tomorrow night. It's called What You Want to Talk About, and it's a show about what you want to talk about. I've never done this before. Everything I usually do is somewhat calculated. You know, the Damon Johnson show, the Austin Hank show, the Mission Minded show, the AC/DC show, Adapter Parish on Tuesdays, brought to you by Ed's Pet World. We do the Monday show, Dark Side of the Pooch, When in Rome. We do all these shows. And so we kind of have a theme that we do for these shows. And I've never done a show where I just got on Facebook Live and on Tony Curry Radio for an hour and absolutely flew without a net. And so I'm really excited about this tomorrow night. My director of programming, James Michael Keats, will join me tomorrow night. So we'll be coming on right after Blues Almighty. I wanted to make it kind of a relationship show because you can always talk about relationships. And I think at about 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, people are probably sitting around a house, you know, talking to their girlfriends or their wives, or their husbands, and they got issues, they got problems. Maybe things are super good. So we'll talk about that, but we'll talk about anything you want to talk. It's called What You Want to Talk About. We'll do the show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And really, for any other reason, I just want to see how many people are going to tune in. I want to see if we can blow this thing up. So if you're watching this morning or listening to Tony Curry Radio, get on Facebook Live. Get on my Tony Curry page. It's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Do it tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And let's just shoot the bull. And anyone that knows me knows on Tony Curry Radio and Instagram as well as Twitter and Facebook and even LinkedIn. I'll talk about anything, man. There ain't nothing I haven't done at least once. I mentioned it yesterday. The only thing I haven't done is been with a dude. I've done everything but be with a dude. I won't do that because I just don't want to be with a dude. But I'll do anything else. I mean, I'll do anything else. I've jumped out of airplanes. I've done it. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you, Teresa. People that know me know that I am willing to take a shot at just about anything in life to experience it once. One time. And I've done a lot of things one time, and I'm like, I ain't doing that again. Being with a dude ain't one of them. So today is 2/2/22. Met a woman a couple of weeks ago up at the gas station. She's like, it's crazy. I'm turning 22 in February. And I said, really? I said, what's your birthday? And my birthday's in March. She says, February 2nd. And I said, wait a minute. You're turning 22 on 2/2/22? She goes, oh, my gosh. And I was like, that's crazy, right? So happy birthday to whoever the hell she was. So we got that going on. And then today is Groundhog Day. And there's something going on in the universe with the planets. I don't know if they're lining up or something's going on. So there's a lot of weird things going on this particular day. If you're into one of these conspiracy, strange things lining up and astrological, whatever. It's going to be a weird kind of day. It's going to be kind of amazing. And so then I reached out to a friend of mine. His name is Andrew Golf, G-O-U-G-H. Andrew, who I consider a friend of mine, because if you're on this radio station, you've come into my home, and if you come into my home, you're a friend of mine. I started watching Andrew on TV on Discovery and Discovery Plus about 4 or 5 years ago, watching the show called Mysteries of the Abandoned. Good morning, Teresa. And I just think he's great. I just think he's super cool. There's all these archaeologists and these entertainers and these TV presenters and these explorers, you know, and they're on there and they're telling their little snippets around these particular stories they do. He's been on What on Earth. He's been on Mysteries of the Abandoned. He's done the Factories. He's done all these crazy shows. Well, I'll tell you what he's done. And you've probably seen some of them. He's done Discovery Science, The Alaskan Triangle, Conspiracies Decoded, Forbidden History, Super Factories, Mysteries of the Abandoned, In Search of, One on Earth. He's done all these great shows. But of all the people that are on the show, he's the one dude that I'm kind of like, I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. So I called him up and I emailed him and I said, is there any chance you want to come on my radio show? And I didn't hear anything back. I thought, okay, he's too big. You know, he ain't going to mess with some dude. He's over in the UK. So he emails me back and says, I'd love to. Well, he's been on the show a couple of times, and every time he comes on, I could talk to him for 4 hours. It's just amazing. It's just, I mean, it's, and when you hear him at 9 o'clock this morning coming up here, which is 3 o'clock UK time, you'll understand why it's so amazing. He believes there's more things living beneath us than on top of us. He gets into some wild, and it's not conspiracy stuff. I wouldn't say he's a scientist, but he's into science, and he's just amazing. And he's really fun to talk to. He started this brand new podcast with this woman named, Laura B, and it's called Bees in Space. So he's into this honeybee thing now. So I want to ask him about this. So on this day, 2/2/22, Groundhog Day, planets lining up, and then we got Andrew Gall from Discovery Plus. There's no telling where this discussion is going to go at 9 o'clock this morning right here on Tony Curry Radio. Super excited about it. So if you watch the show and you listen to the show and you listen to Tony Curry Radio, you can download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's Curry with a K. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, classic rock. It's great classic rock and roll. If you're my age or younger and the youngsters are into it too, it's fantastic classic rock. It's stuff you don't get a chance to hear very often. You'll recognize every song we play. It's just stuff you don't hear very often very much. And it's all up tempo. I've always found that if you hear a classic rock song that you haven't heard in a long time, but it's slow, you won't listen to it. But if it's up tempo and you can tap your foot to it, you'll stick around. Every song we play rocks, right? 24/7. Then we got all these great shows we're doing. It's just amazing, right? Then we got Andrew Goff's coming on. We got Dr. Josh Klapo tomorrow. It's killer. But I do talk about things that are interesting to me. I see another one of these stories. And I shouldn't be bringing it up. And I'm not, well, I can mention her name because I actually searched her this morning to make sure she was real. Whitney Page Venable from Florida. She's 26. She came out late last night. She's claiming she was told to cover up at a theme park for wearing a crop top after being told her big breast made people uncomfortable. Big breasts making her uncomfortable. The model claims that an employee informed her that she'd have to cover up her cleavage if she wanted to be let into the park. She was wearing a white crop top and mint green shorts, but says many other women wearing similar outfits. I don't think so. She said, I felt humiliated and embarrassed. As you should. Put some clothes on. Listen, I'm a dude. I like seeing cleavage as much as the next guy. I love boobs. I love seeing boobs as often as I possibly can, but you're at Universal Parks with kids. Put some clothes on, man. I was told I had to change my top to be able to enter. I think it's because I have naturally big breasts, and it makes people uncomfortable, but as far as I know, my clothing wasn't against the rules. I felt like I was discriminated against because of the size of my breast. I noticed other people staring and felt really embarrassed. It was humiliating. You think? She's got 60,000 followers on Instagram and OnlyFans, by the way. Would you stop already with the big boob, good-looking woman? Would you stop? Would you stop? How desperate are you? How insecure are you that you got to show your boobs everywhere? Do you wear that to church? Stop. Listen. If God somehow endowed me with a 3-foot wiener, right, and maybe I was on OnlyFans and maybe I was making money, I was gifted, and so I'm going to take advantage of this, right? And it went all the way down to my kneecap. And I was at a family park. I'd wear chinos. I'd wear some baggy pants, first of all, to be comfortable. Second of all, I wouldn't be wearing super tight leather pants if I was humiliated and embarrassed because people were staring at me. Unless, of course, I was trying to get more followers onto my OnlyFans where people could pay $19.99 to see me with my legs up behind my head. Stop! Stop it! Poor woman with big breasts has to put some clothes on. Oh, poor baby. Would you stop already? Brandon, good morning to you. I am so sick and tired of hearing about great-looking women with huge breasts who have a million followers, and I'm tired of hearing about how rough you have it in life. Get over yourself. You take your clothes off for 10 minutes a day for $100,000 a month. I don't want to hear your shit anymore. I'm tired. Stop. You got it good. Look at you. No, they're making me put my clothes on. Look at this picture. Look at this picture. Look. Look at this picture. You want your kids to see that at Universal Studios? At Sammy's? Yeah. OnlyFans? Sure. Instagram? Knock yourself out. Pay their $19.99. But there ain't no reason why someone with big boobs who's got them hanging around your kneecaps can't be told to put some damn clothes on. Put some clothes on. Be decent. What happened to decency? All of a sudden, we're all just allowed to walk around, say whatever we want, show our boobs, and it should be fine. I'm being discriminated against. No, you're not. Your boobs are like 34 double Zs. Put some clothes on. It drives me crazy. Now, I've seen women that got cleavage that goes all the way up to their Adam's apple, if they're men. I've seen women like that, and I'm like, well, there ain't really a whole lot you can do there, right? When you're out to here, and I've seen that, there ain't a whole lot. But she could put some clothes on, and she's super good looking. You got it super good. Stop. Oh, if you're trying to get new guys to watch, this ain't the kind of gal I'm going after, man. Guys like you to cover up a little bit. You know, we want to play peekaboo a little bit. Cover up a little bit and show us later. Get on there, have a shirt on that says, join me on OnlyFans, and you get to see more of this instead of walking into a park with no clothes on. And they're making her do that. Next thing you know, Disney World's going to kick her out. I don't get it. All right, Andrew Goff will join us coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning. He is from Discovery Plus. He's fantastic, and I love him. And I got to be honest with you, I've done a million interviews, and I get really anxious when he comes on because it's so overwhelming all the different directions I could go with this guy. He's amazing. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning live from London. It'll be 3 o'clock London time. And also, we got this brand-new show. I say it's a brand-new show. Really, I'm just going to give it a shot. If it goes well, I'll do it every single week. Okay? It's called What You Won't Talk About. It's going to go on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Central on my Facebook page. We'll probably move it over to Tony Curry Radio eventually. It'll be played on Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. Just download it. Just get it. We got another great 5-star review last night. We got like 75 5-star reviews. Everyone that tunes in, everyone that gets the Tony Curry Radio app loves us. So tell everybody about it. Blow the thing up. And I promise you, it's going to come back to you with great content. We don't play a lot of commercials. You can hear it all. It's great. So we're going to do this show, and I've never done a Facebook Live at night before. We get a couple hundred viewers in the morning. People watch the video throughout the day, and I greatly appreciate that. But I want to blow this thing up tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. So tune in tomorrow night, and you can ask me anything, and I will answer it. I'll do the best job I possibly can. Like I said, I'm willing to do everything once. I will do anything you want me to do tomorrow night. I will answer anything you want me to do tomorrow night. You can ask me about friends, family, whatever you want to do tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And we're going to kind of center it around relationships because relationships are easy to talk about because we're all in one. We'll have that for you show coming up tomorrow night at 9 o'clock right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. You can also see us on Facebook Live. We have a show going on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock after Blues Almighty called What You Want to Talk About. It's a brand new show. We're going to let it rip tomorrow night. We're going to talk about whatever you want to at 9 o'clock tomorrow night on the Tony Curry page. And, of course, we also have Mission Minded today at noon and 7:30 with Michael Coleman, who's the executive director of the Jimmy Hell Mission. Live Wire Wednesday later on tonight brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. I do a ton of interviews. I reach out to people that I think are super interesting. And of all the interviews I've done, the thousands of them, this is the one where I almost get a little overwhelmed because there are so many different things I want to talk to him about. He is Andrew Goff. He's a London-based writer, as a TV presenter. I fell in love with his work about 3 or 4 years ago when I started watching Mysteries of the Abandoned, and I just absolutely love that show, and he joins us right now on Tony Curry Radio. Andrew's calling from London. Andrew, how are you, man?
Hey, Tony. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Great to have you back on the show for the third time. Of course, if you've seen Andrew's face, you will recognize him. Discovery Plus, Discovery Science. He's done the Alaskan Triangle, Conspiracies, Decoded, Forbidden History, Super Factories, Mysteries of the Abandoned, one of my favorite shows, In Search Of. What on Earth. You also have five new podcasts coming out. And also, of course, you've recorded 10 of your articles. And also Discovery Plus has just put out Curse of the Highgate Vampire. You, my friend, are a busy man. How can people find you? And just amazing. And, of course, you're all over online as well.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, lots going on. It's good to see things really freeing up and tons of new shows. If you liked Abandoned Engineering, there's another new similar show that's in development that will be coming out in 2022. And you can find all this stuff on andrewgoff.com.
So I was watching your newest podcast this morning, and this is why I reached back out to you, because I just think it's just crazy remarkable. Bees in Space. I watched your first podcast with Laura B. this morning. And I really got to know you a little bit more. I know you're originally from Chicago. You're now based in London. But you told this amazing story about how your dad was a pilot, and then you got free tickets to fly anywhere you wanted, wherever your dad was flying. And then you talked about, and I thought this was perfect, because through this pandemic we've gone through, we're having this mass resignation. We're having people that are under the spotlight, this hot light, and they've decided, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something that's closer to my heart, or something that's really passionate in my heart. And you've done that pretty much your entire life as an explorer and as a TV presenter. But you talked about moving to Milwaukee after a divorce and a book falling off a shelf. Will you kind of tell that story again? Because I think it's remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you get to a certain age and you're like, there's got to be more than just this day job, right? You know, but what is it? And I was just walking around this glorious old bookstore and just, I didn't know what to sink my teeth into. And there fell this book about this old archaeologist who's made this amazing discovery. And I just picked it up. And I swear from that point on, I kind of found my feet. And it didn't take long. From then, I moved to England. Now, when you move to England, you're just tripping over old, amazing archaeological finds everywhere. So it just fed that kind of passion, and it sort of took off from there.
I have a friend of mine who I do radio with for the last 5 years, Dr. Josh. His son is going to Oxford over there, so he got back over the holidays, and he was sending me pictures of pubs that were established in 1574, and I'm like, what in the hell? I mean, it's crazy. Our country is so young. We're still trying to find our legs, and we're still holding on to the couch as we go to the length of the couch. So just interesting stuff there about England. I think it's super cool what you're doing. Now, can I ask you, how old were you when you found that book?
I was in my late 20s.
Okay.
So I already traveled a lot at that point. You know, I'd been all over South America, and I'd been all over Europe, but I didn't have a good feel for what it was that I would, you know, galvanize my adult life around in terms of subject matter and passion.
Andrew Goff joins us here live from London. He's on Discovery Plus, and if you see his face, and I've put it all over social media this morning, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about, and greatly appreciate his time and super gracious that he's giving us a few minutes. As a person who has looked for the Holy Grail, you've looked for the Nazi gold. There's not too many things that you have. You've done the Bermuda Triangle. You've done all these amazing things and a lot of conspiracies that go with those. And you're always trying to find truth in a lot of those things. And sometimes you find some nuggets that we didn't know about. And so there's some science behind that. You're on science channels. You're on Discovery Plus. But then there's also this outlying belief that a lot of people just want to believe in, regardless of whether there's any science behind it at all. And I'll use Groundhog Day. 136 Groundhog Day, people believe we're going to have six more weeks of winter because this rat came out of a hole this morning to tell us. And it's something we want to believe in, right? We go, well, there you go. And there's really no science behind it. So where do you draw the line, or do you draw the line in between what you see and what you feel and what you experience from all the resources and the cities and the people that you talk to, and then those outside beliefs where you're like, you know what, this is just what I believe in, whether it's a religious belief, it's a spiritual belief, or some type of belief, or do you have a line there?
Yeah, no, I believe that you can manifest virtually anything. And if enough people believe that Groundhog is telling us this or that, it can happen. And I think an element that I kind of keep close to my chest because it's incongruous with a lot of the science stuff we're talking about is that there's an element of the spirit world that has a lot to do with archaeology and treasure and who's worthy, and it's protected. And the fact that it's protected is something that people go, hey, come on, sorry, it is. And I can give some examples of that.
Are there some things that I know we've been looking for a long period of time, including the Holy Grail and also Noah's Ark? And I know that we've seen some things, and we can even go outside of our own world. And I saw a great show about Mars last night, and I know they're bringing back all these different pictures. Are there any things, do you believe, do you think in your lifetime that we will make a major discovery? Or do you think we'll find the Nazi gold? There, I can name about 20 different things that we've been looking for a long period of time, and we have not found them yet. And I think that's, you know, it's a curse of Oak Island. The show continues to go on. When are we going to find something? Do you believe in your lifetime that we will make some major discovery?
Well, your listeners are going to think that you've set me up for this. And I'm telling you that Tony has not, he has no idea what I'm about to say. And that is, I am personally involved in an excavation in England in a village that has been totally forgotten, but is royal. And we've traced the mother lode of Knights Templar treasure from Jerusalem to the south of France to Le Havre, two boats to Nova Scotia, three boats to England. And this place is full of it. Satellite scans confirm it. So we're excavating again in the spring. So stay tuned. I may have a firsthand account of some of that legendary treasure for you.
Wow. Well, you will definitely be back on the show this spring then, because I want to hear about this. It's a remarkable. Andrew Goff joins us here. You can see him on Discovery Plus. He's all over the television. He's done a ton of different shows. He's got five new podcasts coming out. He's done a bunch of articles, which he just recorded as well. He's also got a brand new podcast out called Bees in Space about honeybees. I'll talk to you about that in a few minutes. Based on that podcast, though, you mentioned the fact that you have gotten high and you smoked a lot of dope with people in India. You love that country. So I want to see a tape of Andrew Goff just stoned off his ass. I want to see that. First of all, tell me that experience, because I think that would be amazing television.
It's not, you know, it's one of those things that you don't know is coming until you go to India and you're told that part of the ritual is that you need to bond with the holy man and get stoned with the holy man.
I bond with a holy man here in Birmingham, Alabama, once in a while.
but the holy man has the best stuff, and that's the problem, is that, you know, he's used to it and you're not. So, I think that's a great tradition and one that I was happy to honor.
That is a wonderful tradition. You do what you have to do in order to make peace with the people. I love that. All right, so I've had you on a couple of times, and I know you're into all different types of things, and all of a sudden you've tripped up on this honeybee thing, and I didn't really know this about you, and now you're doing this Bees in Space. And in the first podcast, it was just basically about you and Lauren and how you guys got together, and I know you've done a lot of things together, but what exactly is Bees in Space, and how do you encapsulate honeybees as kind of your life formation?
Well, one of my passions is the esoteric history of honeybees. I mean, Egypt is the land of the bee. There's a picture of the bee in the pharaoh's cartouche. His title is beekeeper. Why? You know, we talk about all that stuff. And before and after the Egyptians, the veneration of bees is one of the lost threads of our history. And on Washington's monument, it says, "To our Lord, the honeybee." So it's just really, really interesting. And Laura comes at it from sort of a goddess perspective, a feminine perspective. And I come at it from a historical perspective. So Bees in Space is, the name is about the fact that, you know, comets coming to Earth and bees coming to Earth are related. And humans and souls are supposed to have come from space as bees. So there's a lot of legends about that. And we just thought it was a more fun and contemporary name to talk about all things esoteric and bees. Calling it Bees in Space is better than a sacred bee and gives us more room to talk about a variety of things.
Now, I can see having a bee in a car, and I know we're pulling off the side of the road. If I was in a capsule with all those bees that I saw on that podcast, I think it'd freak me out a little bit. Andrew Galt joins us here for a few more minutes on Tony Curry Live and Tony Curry Radio. Get the Tony Curry Radio app. We'll also podcast this wherever you get your favorite podcast a little bit later on. I did want to ask you about all these different discoveries through climate control and climate change that we've had, and obviously it's something that we have to attack now, and when I think we're trying to do the best we can, we probably could do a lot more. But through LIDAR and through the defrosting of the permafrost and all these different things, how do you differentiate what we can actually discover, what we can discover? A lot of the areas of our world are very difficult to get to, and there's all these different discoveries, and I know people are talking about different types of viruses coming out of the permafrost. What's your thought process and all that stuff, and what perhaps we could be unveiling, maybe some things we don't want to see over the next few years? Because I know Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars by 2026. I'd kind of like to investigate our world here first.
Yeah, well, you know, the inner Earth is one of my favorite subjects. It's this legend of the fact that beneath our feet, everyone from Halley to Gauss to all the great scientists have spoken about, there probably is life beneath the Earth. But the thing that I think is fascinating is LIDAR is great. It's a really good green way of understanding where there are cities and ruins without having to just aimlessly burn and dig and do things that harm the environment. But what I think is the real future of archaeology is what I'm using right now, which is satellite. And I have to be careful about that because it's, you know, you have to kind of know somebody who has one of these satellites, but it's satellites that can, that are used to find underground military bases, can also validate where you believe there's treasure in chambers, because these people didn't, you know, they had some of the greatest relics of antiquity. They're not buried a couple feet in the ground. They're going to be 10 meters in the ground, 30 feet in the ground, and you're not going to be able to find them without this advanced technology.
Is there, I've seen enough shows about the Nazi gold and how they hid them in caves and in trains and blew them up and everything else. Did they hide these treasures so we wouldn't ever find them? Did we hide those treasures so we could go back and find them eventually? Or was it because of the way the Earth's changed over the millennium that a lot of these things are just buried and we can't see them anymore?
Well, it's a fascinating question, because the Germans taught the Filipino people who visited, the Japanese people, how to bury stuff. So you go down 200 feet in the ground in a man-made tunnel, you put the chamber in there, and you put the treasure in there, but then you backfill the tunnel with what they call German cement, which is colored the same as natural stone. And if you don't have the engineering map of where it is, you're never going to find it. And by the way, it's laced with cyanide and explosives.
Yeah. So, yeah, the booby traps is something you have to deal with as well. Andrew Galt joins us here on Tony Curry Live. You were talking about the center of the Earth. You said something that was pretty remarkable the last time you were on the air, and you just alluded to it, that you believe there's more things living beneath us than above us, which I think is really interesting. And we always talk about if there is an Armageddon or any type of climate control change where we have a winter that lasts for years and years, we're going to have to move underground. We're going to have to move somewhere else. And I don't know if we'll have the opportunity to move outside our Earth to a Mars or anywhere else. But I heard an interesting story the other day that the center, the core of the Earth, is cooling. What does that mean?
Well, it's a good question, and I'm not sure we can be entirely sure about that. I did a What on Earth episode about the Kola borehole in Russia that took 20 years to make and goes 8 miles into the ground, and they found fossils. Not only fossils, what are fossils doing 8 miles in the Earth? But they found, and it's now been proved, there's more bodies of water inside the Earth than are on the oceans on top of the Earth.
Wow.
Which has led some scientists, very famous scientists, to say, wait for it, they don't think we're on the outside.
Mm. That's pretty scary.
It's a bit heavy. That
is pretty heavy. What are your thoughts on us inhabiting Mars? And I know that Elon Musk is wanting to do something, wants to have 1 million people up on Mars by 2026. What are your thoughts on exploring that? And I also heard something very interesting as far as in the way our genetic makeup is, it's more prone to live in Mars because of the differential temperature that we have inside of our bodies at 67 degrees, which, by the way, is the temperature on Mars, roughly 67 degrees in summertime. And also the algorithmic clocks that we have in our lives. We have a 24-hour clock, but our bodies really don't adjust to a 24-hour clock. It adjusts more to the clock that we have on Mars. What's your thoughts on did we come from Mars? Did we come from here? How does that all work? And are you excited about going to Mars? And is that something you'd want to do?
Well, it's so interesting you mentioned 67, because there's a whole other discussion about how one of the secrets to life is two-thirds. Everything's two-thirds. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of Earth is water. Everything's two-thirds. But if the Earth is in trouble, it's 4.5 billion years old. It wouldn't be the first time, I believe, and it's arrogant of us to think we're the only civilized inhabitants ever of this planet, 4.5 billion years old. I think there's been Earthlings who have left Earth in the past and gone to another planet, much for the same reason that Elon Musk is saying, let's colonize on Mars. I think it's a good idea to have a backup plan, personally. Yeah. I like it.
We're just a grain of sand on the beach of life, Andrew. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time. I love speaking with you. I could go for hours and hours and hours. Best of luck on your Bees in Space podcast. You can see it, andrewgolf.com. Check out his website. He's all over the place. And we'll catch up this spring. Hopefully, we'll find some treasure, and you can give us the dibs on that, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. There he is. Andrew Golf joins us right here live from London. Stuff, maybe I'm watching the History Channel and Smithsonian and the Weather Channel every day. I just think it's remarkable stuff. He's great. You could podcast that interview a little bit later on at Tony Curry Live. Just search Tony Curry Live, find it on Audio Boom, and you are good to go right here on Tony Curry Radio.